Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So today we're looking at our TOEIC unit, which is normally kind of office stuff and work stuff, but today things are getting a little more fun because we've got some people talking about an office trip.
Ooh, that's really fun.
That is fun. Ooh. So have you ever gone on like a company vacation or something?
I did. I went on a company vacation with my previous job and we could choose where we wanted to go. So a few friends and I, a few of my colleagues, we decided to go to Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
I don't think I've ever gone on like a long trip. Mm-hmm. I've gone on like company just outings where we all go to maybe a place just kind of in the countryside and do team building stuff, but not really a company, like the whole company going on vacation. I've not really heard of that happening too much in the UK, except for maybe like a two-day Christmas party trip or something like that. I didn't even go on a graduation trip, could you?
For high school, I went on a short trip with my friends, but not for college.
Okay.
So, yeah,
so
I didn't really get to.
No one's got any money.
Yeah, nobody has money for that.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was the last vacation that I took, I think.
The last vacation at all?
Yeah, I think.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we need a new vacation. We need a vacation.
Yeah,
we both do.
Day one is a conversation all about vacation planning. Let's read through the conversation, see who these people are and where they want to go.
Reading. Planning a company vacation.
Three members of the Employee Welfare Committee are discussing a company trip.
It's time to plan our company vacation. Any ideas or suggestions?
Since our company sales are up, we have a bigger budget to work with for the trip.
In that case, instead of a domestic trip, I think we should take an international trip this year. Thailand is a place worth visiting, and the cost should be within our budget.
Great. I think 4 days in Thailand should be enough. Any more, and we risk setting back productivity at the office.
Since we have 50 people in our company, I suggest we rent several villas.
That's a great idea. Let's check online to find suitable accommodation.
This one looks good. Malati Beach Resort in Koh Samui.
It includes breakfast, a spa, free Wi-Fi, and free airport transportation as well.
It has 4.5 out of 5 stars from reviewers who've stayed there too.
Let's see what the reviews say.
After we check everything, we can set an agenda for the trip and report it to the boss.
I can't wait for this trip.
Okay, so we start by seeing three members of the Employee Welfare Committee are discussing a company trip. Now, welfare is the idea of a group and everyone in that group being happy and healthy. But more specifically, it's the idea of taking care of those in need. So a country's welfare system means looking after the elderly, the poor, young people, people at risk, or people who don't have jobs. Now, in a company, welfare means taking care of the workers' work health, either physical or mental. They could also help with family and work issues, do this kind of vacation stuff and so on. The idea is they want people to be happy workers and feel like the company is taking care of them. Mm-hmm. And they form a committee.
That's right. Committee here is a vocabulary word. And it's basically a group of people who are chosen to do something. It's kind of like a job where they make decisions for other people. So the welfare committee takes care of, again, employees' health and their happiness. Sometimes when we were at school, we had the parent-teacher committee, which is 家长会. If you're in school, maybe you join the student committee as well. And so basically, the student committee is a group of people who decide maybe what the students can do to have fun, like sports events or Halloween or kind of important days. They decide on things like that. How do we use committee in a sentence? We can say Jennifer joined the student committee to help plan the school dance.
All right, cool. So we've got the first guy, he's Ron, and he says, it's time to plan our company vacation. Any ideas or suggestions? So a suggestion, this is an idea or a proposal that you tell someone or a group of people to see what they think of it. It might be a solution to a problem, could be an idea for something to do, a place to eat. You're just giving out an idea. The verb form of this is suggest, S-U-G-G-E-S-T, suggest. Here's an example. Does anyone have any suggestions for what we can do this weekend?
All right, so let's see what these colleagues or these people say. So Clara says, since our company's sales are up, we have a bigger budget to work for the trip. So that means that their company has been making money. Their sales are up, so they have more money to use to go on their trip. Budget here is a noun, and it means the amount of money you can spend and you plan to spend it and how you plan to use it. And you can think about what you want to buy with it. For example, let's say I want to save money. I can set a budget for myself, meaning I tell myself that I only could spend 1,000 NT per week. And by this way, I can save money. I give myself a budget. For example, we can say Chris didn't have the budget to buy a new TV.
And we can use budget as a verb as well, right?
You can budget
your money, you can budget your time. Like, I'm going to only spend this much time doing this thing, so I have enough time left over to do these other important things.
That's right.
Okay, so a third person in this conversation is Kevin. And he says, in that case, instead of a domestic trip, I think we should take an international trip this year.
Ooh.
Sounds a lot more fancy. Now, Kevin used the phrase, in that case. We use phrases like, in that case, to show how a situation or a set of circumstances affect something. So, we have more money. That affects where we can go, okay? You don't eat meat. In that case, let's go to a vegetarian restaurant. It's sort of adding these situations to show, okay, if that is true, then this is what we can do. That fact changes or helps us make this decision.
All right, so they said that instead of taking a domestic trip, which is something inside of the country we'll talk about later, they can go on an international trip. So instead of here as a phrase just means in place of something else or in place of someone else. For example, Ken doesn't like eggplants, so Vicky used tomatoes instead of eggplants.
Okay, so one thing and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
And as Tiffany said, we're talking about not going on a domestic trip. Domestic means related to house or home, so domestic chores are chores in the house. But we can also use it to mean the home country of whoever is speaking. So a domestic trip would be in the country that the people are from. If you're in Taiwan, a domestic trip could mean going to the East Coast, going down south, going to Penghu, something like that. We could also talk about domestic airports.
Oh.
A domestic airport or a domestic flight goes to somewhere in the same country, like the Songshan Airport in Taipei, for example. And we could say you don't need to arrive at the airport so early for a domestic flight compared to an international flight that's going to another country.
That's right. All right, so Kevin then says, Thailand is a place worth visiting. Yes, and the cost should be within our budget. So, yeah, from Taiwan to Thailand, it's not too far, it's not too expensive, and it's a really, really great place to visit. So Kevin gives a great suggestion.
Yeah, have you been to Thailand?
I have. I've been to Bangkok. What about you?
Been to Bangkok, I've been to Koh Chang, which is an island, and Phuket.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, a couple of times now. Okay, so Kevin suggests this, and Ron says, great! And then he adds, I think 4 days in Thailand should be enough. So he's talking about a 4-day vacation. And he explains why. Any more, and we risk setting back productivity at the office. So here Ron is using the word risk as a verb. If you risk something, you're doing something that might not work out well or it might have negative effects. So we can also say take a risk and therefore use the word risk as a noun. But when we use the verb, the sentence or the clause that follows usually shows what might be affected. So if you risk money, then that means you might lose that money. If you risk your health, then you're doing something that might result in you getting hurt or suffering from some kind of disease. Here's an example sentence. You risk losing everything if you gamble for big money. So what are we risking here?
Okay, well, you know, they thought about going to Thailand. They don't want to spend too much time there. Because if they spend too much time there, they might risk their productivity. They might set back their productivity. So set back is a phrase that means when you set something back, it means you stop. It stops you from doing something and it delays or stops something from happening. So, for example, if you don't do your homework, it might set you back from finishing it or set you back from finishing it on time.
Yeah, or if you were working on a project and something happens, you go, okay, this is going to set us back a week. It'll take another week to finish, that kind of thing. So productivity, we're talking about setting back that. Now, the word productive is an adjective, and if you're productive, you get a lot of work done. And so productivity is a measure of how productive you are. So high productivity means you get a lot done. Low productivity, you get very little done. If productivity is set back, you will get less work done in that period of time. You'll maybe make fewer things, sell fewer products, get less office work done. We could also say things like, our productivity is often lower in the morning for some people.
I know.
Or right at the end of a day of work when you're kind of tired. Your productivity is lower. You kind of get less things done.
Yeah, but after lunch, usually people just pick things up. All right, so next, Clara then says, since we have 50 people in our company, I suggest we rent several villas. Okay, so they have quite a lot of people in this company. If they're going to Thailand, they have to think about a lot of things.
Yeah, 50 people is a big group.
Yeah, it's actually kind of hard to organize, but it's okay. The welfare committee will take care of that. And Clara suggests to rent villas. Now, villas is basically when you go on a trip to somewhere, like maybe somewhere really nice, like the beach, you can rent villas. And it's basically a large house that you can live in when you're on vacation, so more people could live in there together. And usually villas are sometimes away from the busy downtown area, so it's really nice, it's quiet, and it's really relaxing.
Yeah, instead of just having a hotel room in a hotel, you'll have this big house with its own kitchen, a few bedrooms, maybe a private pool,
that kind of thing. Should be really fun.
So with 50 people, if maybe there's 5 people to a villa, then that means 10 villas.
That's right.
Okay, pretty simple. So Kevin thinks great. He says, that's a great idea. He then says, let's check online to find suitable accommodation. Okay, so they're looking for suitable accommodation. Suitable means correct or good enough for the particular circumstances. If the villa is too small, it can't get 50 people, that's not suitable. Something that's suitable for one person or one situation might not be suitable for someone else. So shorts and sandals, they're suitable for the beach, but they are not suitable clothes for a wedding. Here's another example. This small office space isn't suitable for a company the size of ours.
That's right. So, of course, when you travel, not only do you have to think about the plane tickets and what you will want to do, you have to check for accommodation as well. Now, we kind of talked about the accommodation a while ago, but accommodation is basically the place where you stay when you travel. So it can be a hotel, it can be a hostel, it can be a villa. It depends on what your budget is.
Yeah, Airbnb, that's where you find a lot of stuff on there. Stay in someone's house, basically.
Couch surfing.
Exactly, if you've got a good network for that. Okay, so Ron has a look online, so they're going on some websites, and he says, this one looks good, Malati Beach Resort in Koh Samui.
Oh.
Koh Samui is an island. I thought about going there, we didn't have the chance. If you see Koh in front of something in Thailand, it means island.
Sounds amazing.
There you go. So he's seen a resort. A resort is a place that is kind of set aside for tourists to stay in and use. So a hotel that's close to the beach and also has maybe its own shops in the hotel, its own restaurants and so on, either inside the hotel or very close by. That is a resort. A resort will also usually have one or two pools for itself, a gift shop, could even be a supermarket, a couple of different bars and all sorts of things, as well as the hotel rooms. And it's all big, one big part of a large building, usually has gardens. So a city hotel would just be the hotel. But if you go to somewhere on the coast when they've got all that extra stuff, we can call that a resort.
Oh, sounds amazing already. I want to go on their company trip with them, right? Okay, Claire, she says, because they're doing some research, they're checking online to see what this resort is like. And she says it includes breakfast, great, a spa, free Wi-Fi, that's very important, and free airport transportation as well. Right, so when you look for accommodation, so remember, accommodation is a place where you can stay, they often include certain facilities, so things that the place provides you. So we talked about this hotel, they have breakfast, they have a spa, they have Wi-Fi, they have lots of things for you. Now, a spa, okay, I know... Have you ever been to a spa before?
Yes, I have.
Right? Okay, it's a place where you go to relax. You can maybe get a massage. You can get, you know, a facial.
Yes, steam room.
Exactly. It's just basically a place where you go to relax. And I know a lot of times maybe if you travel, maybe your mom has gone to a spa while you guys are playing somewhere. So it's just somewhere that people can go to relax. Now, this hotel or this resort also provides free airport transportation. So it means that the hotel or this resort can take you from the airport to their place and back and forth.
Yeah, they'll pick you up at the airport so you don't need to organize a taxi or a coach or anything. Kevin's looking and he says it has 4.5 out of 5 stars from reviewers who've stayed there too. So
okay, it's quite
pretty
high
score.
It's very high score. And Clara says, let's see what the reviews say. So they want to read more about what other people say and like what they think, how other people think when they've stayed there. And then this is just an easier way for people to decide on if they want to stay there or not.
Yeah, they'll find out anything they might have missed about, you know, someone saying, what's the food like?
Yeah.
Is it clean and so on? So Ron then says, after we check everything, we can set an agenda for the trip and report it to the boss. So an agenda is a plan for what you want to do or achieve in a particular place or time or situation. A vacation agenda could also be called a vacation schedule, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E, schedule. We can also say itinerary, I-T-I-N-E-R-A-R-Y, itinerary. They all mean the same thing, and they'll just tell you where everyone's going to meet, where everyone will go, at what time, on what day, and what they'll do there. Another example would be a meeting agenda, which has all the topics that are going to be discussed at a meeting.
All right, so Clara then says, I can't wait for this trip. And I agree with her as well. I don't work for this company, but it sounds amazing.
Yeah, I kind of want to now. Quit this job and go there.
Or can AMC make one for us?
I'll try and organize it.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll get to go on a company trip together. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You chat.
All right, so our For You chat question for today is, if you could go on a class or work trip, where would you go? Why?
Somewhere hot, but that's just me because if I'm going on a trip, I want to go to somewhere hotter than where I am. It's just part of what British people think about when they go on trips because our country is so cold. I guess, yeah, going to some kind of beach place, but you really, if there's that many people, you want to go somewhere with a lot of activities.
Yeah.
So maybe you could go on a class trip to somewhere with a theme park, an amusement park nearby. Like a Disney place, so then everybody can do lots of different things, or, you know, that kind of countryside place where they have like hiking and climbing and camping and all of that sort of stuff, just so there's a lot to do.
Yeah, I think so as well. Especially if you're going with a lot of people, you want to make sure that everyone is doing something so people don't feel bored or they don't feel left out. Mm. So definitely, I think, like you said, if it's in a mountain area, maybe there could be some hiking activities. If you're at the beach, make sure there's a lot of things for people to do there.
Yeah, and enough different things, because not everybody in a big company will like the same thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard actually planning for a big group of people.
It would be, but 4 days on an island in Thailand would work for me.
Of course. Okay. I would go in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. So tomorrow we're actually going to see a review of the hotel where these people are going to stay. So join us again tomorrow for that. But for right now, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Bye.
Planning a company vacation.
Three members of the Employee Welfare Committee are discussing a company trip.
It's time to plan our company vacation. Any ideas or suggestions?
Since our company sales are up, we have a bigger budget to work with for the trip.
In that case, instead of a domestic trip, I think we should take an international trip this year. Thailand is a place worth visiting, and the cost should be within our budget.
Great. I think 4 days in Thailand should be enough. Any more, and we risk setting back productivity at the office.
Since we have 50 people in our company, I suggest we rent several villas.
That's a great idea. Let's check online to find suitable accommodation.
This one looks good. Malati Beach Resort in Koh Samui.
It includes breakfast, a spa, free Wi-Fi, and free airport transportation as well.
It has 4.5 out of 5 stars from reviewers who've stayed there too.
Let's see what the reviews say.
After we check everything, we can set an agenda for the trip and report it to the boss.
I can't wait for this trip.
Vocabulary review. Committee. The committee has decided to raise the workers' pay by 100 NT dollars per hour. Suggestion. This store has a special box for people to put in their suggestions about how to improve the store. Budget. I want to make this new product, but it's not within my company's budget. It's too expensive to make. Domestic. Ben flew to another city for his business trip, but it was a domestic flight from one side of the country to the other. Risk. If we don't have a sale for Christmas, we risk not getting enough customers into our store. Suitable. This advertisement isn't suitable for our company's products. It doesn't fit our style at all.